95.7 The Hog, The Morning Hog Show. I'm Riggs.
That is Steve.
This is The Morning Hog Brew Review. That means Josh Besser Perot is in the house. Good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
Hey, buddy. Welcome back. And happy summer.
It's absolutely summer.
I walked to the door to meet you, and I had to change shirts. I started sweating.
Right.
Yep. It's too much.
I'm not wearing a shirt right now.
Actually. I'm glad your shirt. Well, we're probably for whoever's watching the video, they'll see we put a shirt on Josh just because of body hair, whatever.
Yeah.
But you brought some things to cool us down.
I did,
and thank you for that.
Yeah, absolutely did. So we've had it before, kind of.
Okay.
Right. So back a little while ago, we tried Truly's vodka soda, and at the time they had one variety pack with they call it Twist of Flavor now because it's two fruits mixed together. So they have like a blackberry, lemon, and stuff like that.
Just kind of wrap each other around each other.
I like it.
Okay. I dig it.
I mean, by the way, he was looking directly in your eyes. Kind of weird.
Yeah. but so they've come out with two new variety packs.
Okay.
These are going to be 8-packs.
Oh.
We're going to start off with Classic, which you would think would be the first set, but the first set is Twisted Flavor.
Okay.
But Classic means these are classic vodka soda.
Combos.
Cocktails, I guess. Combos,
okay.
There you go.
All right.
Okay. I dig it.
Okay.
So we're going to start with that. Let's start off with our friend Pineapple.
I always appreciate it when Truly does the work for you. Like, you could go get, like, a bottle of vodka, and you had to get some soda, you had to get flavor, and then you had to get mixed, you know, thing to stir it with. Forget it.
So
they've already done all the work.
And that's kind of the point, right? So these are called RTDs, or ready-to-drink cocktails. I hear that argument all the time. Hey, I can just go pick up this and that and whatnot.
Yeah.
But usually for the price, you're not going to be able to get a premium quality vodka, which you are with these. Then you'd have to get some sort of flavoring, whatnot. Then you have to make your drink. You're not sure really how much alcohol you're putting on it.
Wow.
These are giving you a baseline. Grab it right out of the cooler, ready to go, 5% alcohol. And you can kind of maintain throughout the day, whereas with homemade cocktails, you know, sometimes I can have two, and sometimes I can have 10, but it depends on if my wife is pouring.
how much you're tipping in your own kitchen.
Now this one.
Well, let the scientists do the work for you. They've already done it right here. Julie's already got that in there. That's real smooth. Real smooth.
The nose is more potent of pineapple than the taste, but it's not a bad thing.
Right. And there's still...
It's still a good balance on the taste.
Right. So I think we've come up with this scale of seltzers or sodas, right? Where we have... kind of hint of flavor, full flavor, kind of in between. These actually have a little bit of a nice sweetness to it as well.
Yeah.
So very palatable and enjoyable.
Yes, I like that. On a hot summer day, these what octane are these babies again?
These are 5%.
Okay.
You know? And like I said, these are spirit based. This is real vodka. These aren't malt based. Some people have some allergies or stuff like that with malt based products, or don't care for them as much.
If you got a spud allergy, you're probably still fine. It's important too. Spud allergies. Shout out to you people out there.
What's this flavor?
So this is lime.
Lime.
Okay.
So we're not going to get too crazy on the flavors today, but I kind of like that.
Smells like a lime.
You know, sometimes it's nice
traditional,
to have these traditional standard flavors. You
know? Mm-hmm. Oh, same.
Yep.
Super intense smell.
Now this one.
They're so clean.
Very clean.
No aftertaste.
No aftertaste.
See me through it.
Not really. It doesn't really have a big bite to it, but where vodka can absolutely have that bite to it, where it's a little astringent, I guess you could say.
Yes.
In a way.
I don't get that.
So you absolutely do not.
And no.
It's delicious.
It disappears off your taste buds.
I don't know how many times I can say that, but.
Yeah. No. That's probably a good thing to keep saying, because you got to remember, scientists did this. Scientists, right? Beverage scientists.
There you go. Beverage scientists.
Truly. So.
Or just some guys that like to drink.
Yeah. I mean, probably lab coats involved too.
Right.
All right. So there was an 8-pack. I mean, there's four flavors too.
We're going to roll through four flavors, hit a break, and roll through another four flavors.
I love this.
Okay. So
all right.
But we're rolling through these ones. So we did pineapple, lime, and now we have blueberry.
Oh, yes.
Oh, blueberry.
Oh, this one has some color to it.
All right. Look at that thing.
Oh, surprise, surprise.
You don't have to guess at this one. You know it.
Let me take a sniff.
I wonder if that's because you can kind of get, you know, pineapple juice doesn't have much color to it. Lime, they're probably using an essence of lime. With this, they're using real blueberries.
What's funny is
I just had
some blueberries.
Did you really?
Just crushed.
Should have saved one or two around. Drop in.
I should have.
Bro.
Oh, disappointing.
Well, you got some stuck in your teeth or something on a spit now?
Hold on.
Probably not. Yeah, don't.
Nope.
That wasn't
blueberry.
I'll just look at Josh for a minute.
Yeah.
Okay, so this smells very, very blueberry.
Ooh.
It's real nice.
Very nice.
I wonder if you could just
soak
some blueberries in this.
Yeah.
Like I said, you should have told me.
Yeah.
Bruh.
You have more in the fridge?
No.
Like, I know it's fresh out. You know, obviously it's breakfast time for a lot of people right now. I'm thinking you get some blueberry muffins on this. It's a Friday.
Well, all right.
You kind of double down your blueberries. Yeah. Drink a little bit, eat a little bit.
Wow.
That's good. It does have a little tart to it.
Yeah.
The other one's kind of finished sweet. This one's got a little sass to it, but I love it. All right. One more for this side. What do we got?
So I got mango.
Okay.
We'll talk about this a little bit later.
Okay.
But I got mango.
Okay. This is going to be the most confusing mango we've had.
you'll see why.
Oh, okay. All right. Gotcha. Again, it's a clear one.
Right. Yep. Another clear one.
So we're back to the... essentially,
we'll talk about it. Mango can be a big hit or miss sometimes.
Wow. Okay. It's like they just crushed it right now and just put it right in the can.
How many times do you think this vodka is distilled, by the way?
Three?
Six.
What? Six times distilled.
That's why it's super smooth and super clean.
Oh, that's why. Okay. That's why there's no lingering vodka effect.
That's right.
Right?
Mm.
Okay. Sting. It doesn't have a scorpion tail on the back end.
An effing mango.
I've never seen that guy.
Does it say that on the can?
Oh, okay. I thought Steve was sure. Steve was reading that.
Oh, it does. No, it
doesn't. Okay. It's probably a bad marketing.
That would really surprise me.
All right. So those four stand by themselves in one variety pack.
In the classic variety pack.
Classic variety pack. Two apiece. Two times four. You can do the math at home. We're not going to do it for you. We don't have time.
Nope.
We got to take a break. Stick around. More coming up in the Morning Hog Brew Review. Josh Esser brought at 95.7 The Hog.